Good morning. Welcome, and once again to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. Craig Montana with you as always, talking about things happening around the area, happening around Brenham and Washington County for you to learn about, take part in, and enjoy. And today we're talking about with a great organization here in the area. That's the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, or of Brenham here. And with us from the Boys and Girls Club, Stephanie Weary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And let's talk about, again, for the people who maybe not know, what is it that you do with the Boys and Girls Club?
So I'm the director of the club, and at the Boys and Girls Club, we run an after-school program. Kids arrive about 3:30 after school, and they can be there as late as 6:30. And during the time that they're there, we have, right now, we have them with COVID. It's been kind of challenging, but we keep the kids separated by grade, by school, really, and then they do activities during the whole time that they're there. They get help with homework. You know, on nice days, they go outside and play. We have organized games and activities, and so they stay busy while they're there. And it's just, it's like I said, it's been a challenge with COVID, but we're making it work. And you know, knock on wood, and thank the Lord, we haven't had any incident during our summer program, and so far during our fall program, in kind of keeping the system that we do. But yeah, it's been we haven't slowed down. We've stayed busy and supporting our kids and our families during this time.
Yeah, to mention that this isn't just the school, like, you guys are year round, you know.
Yes.
You know, winter, fall, spring, mm-hmm. summer.
Yes, we are. It's year round, and we have a in addition to, like, we, you know, the school year, we also run a spring break kind of camp for the week, and then we also have an 8-week summer program. And so we were actually able to do that summer program this year. It looked a lot different than we have in the past, and a lot fewer kids that we were able to serve, but we were glad that we were still able to open up and run a summer camp program.
There you go. And of course, you guys are kind of getting the holiday spirit here. What's some of the things that Boys and Girls Club doing for the holidays this year?
Yeah, you know, that looks a little different too, but you know, still trying to get in the spirit and do some things for the kids. And so we started off by having a contest at the club for all of the members to participate in doing an art project, and just a Christmas theme of their choosing, and they submitted that. And then the winners we turned those into Christmas cards that we mailed out to our friends of the club. And so I would say, if you are not on that list, you definitely want to get on the list to receive one of these cards. They're really neat. The artwork comes from the kids at the club, all ages, and from all of our sites, which are Brenham, Burton. We also have a site at the Early Childhood Learning Center. So that's a new program for us, for the kind of pre-K students there. And so, you know, they all submitted their artwork, and we chose 8, and then they were printed into the Christmas card. So, you know, call the club to get put on our list to receive one of those really neat cards. The winners received, they were happy about this. They got to kind of decide what they wanted to get, and they all, surprisingly, wanted baskets with candy and snacks and all of the, you know, the bad stuff. But yeah. But that was a lot of fun, and they had a good time with it. So that's one of the things that we're doing.
There you go. If somebody want to get one of those Christmas cards sent to them, and how do they go about doing that?
Just call the club, which is 979-277-9383, and we'll, you know, give us your address, and we'll be glad to send one out to you. And like I said, we have 8 different designs, and they're all really neat, unique, and special. And so, and in the card is a special Christmas greeting, and then also just some of the highlights of things that we accomplished in 2020, even though it was a really challenging year. So just give us a call at the club, 979-277-9383.
There you go. Now, is there anything that people will make for the holidays coming up, they can do to help out the Boys and Girls Club during the holidays? Anything people can do to help you guys out?
You know, we're an organization that runs on donations. And so, really any gift, any monetary gift is appreciated, and it all goes to support the club, the programs that we run at the club. I've had a few people approach me about maybe adopting a family, a particular family, if they want to do that and help them out in the way of food or gifts or something this time of year, especially given the year that we've had. We don't have a formal program to do that, but we can always help make that connection, and so that would be great. You know, we are having it's a challenge right now for us staffing wise at the club, because a lot of our staff members are Blend students, and many of them live out of town. And so Blend is out pretty much for the rest of the year. Most of it's gone online, and a lot of those kids have to move back home. And so we lose staff members. So if somebody is looking for, you know, a temporary gig or something, you know, just looking to volunteer and want to come help us out with our after school program, that would be fantastic. It's going to be a challenge for us for the next few weeks. I mean, we're going to do it. We've got a plan, but a few extra hands and warm hearts to work with the kids would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, if people can get involved, you know, helping out with volunteers, I guess. The best way would be to do that.
Yes, yes, that's really what we need right now. And so just to, you know, again, give us a call at the club and talk to us about that. Let us know what your schedule is and see what we can make work out. Even if it's just for a few days, or again, just to help us out for the next few weeks. Our last day with the kids is December 18th before the Christmas break. So, you know, about 3 weeks here to, you know, before we have that break. So could definitely use some extra, you know, help. And it is a lot of fun. You know, no day's the same. So if you're looking for a little fun and variety, around the, you know, some great kids, give us a call.
There you go. And what about, coming into the new year, are people maybe want to get their kids involved? The Boys and Girls Club, is there an opportunity for them to start up in the new year?
Yes, we are. We've gone to a kind of semester by semester registration process, and so we're starting that now. We register the current members, have an opportunity to sign up again first, and then we kind of open it up to people on our list, kind of a waiting list, so to speak. So, if anyone's interested in having their kids, come to the club starting in January. Please call the club and put your name, phone number on the list. And again, we have, you know, our Brenham Club, we have Burton, and then now we have a club at the ECLC, Early Childhood Learning Center campus, for students who attend there. So just give us a call, and we'll be glad to put you on that list.
And what kind of things do they need to know before they get the kids there, before, you know, they need to bring with them before registration?
So once we have you on the list and there's, you know, match you with the spot, then we'll send an application to you, or we have them where you can come by and pick them up, and you just complete that with all the basic information and get that back into us, along with a $30 fee, and that's for the semester. That's basically January through May.
And that's every mm-hmm. Monday through Friday for those
yes.
hours.
Yes.
That's a pretty reasonable price there.
Yeah, it is, and we're trying to make it affordable for our, you know, for our families and in this community. It's, you know, and especially with families with multiple children and things, it's, you know, it's tough. One of the most expensive things, I think, for a family is, you know, is for, you know, kind of childcare. And we say we're so much more than that. We're not a daycare. I mean, the kids are part of a structured program that they, and that they're, you know, taught responsibility, and they get help with homework and character development and, you know, and a good snack in between all of that. So, so we're, you know, we, and it's so important, I think, nowadays more than ever, to that kids have that structure. They have a place to go where they can, you know, feel safe and happy and have fun. And they have that at the club.
There you go. And again, if people have any questions about getting their kids involved, helping out for the holidays, or even to get the Christmas cards, you know, what's the best way to get that information?
Yeah, just again, call us at the club, 979-277-9383. You can, we also have a website, and you can email us through that website, which is bgc-brenham.org. And we also have a Facebook page, and we try to keep that updated with all of our events, activities, things going on. So like us on Facebook, and go to our website or give us a call at the club.
There you go. Anything else that we need to go over? Anything we missed, Stephanie?
No, you know, well, just want to mention one last thing. We're partnering with the, or rather First Baptist Church of Brenham is partnering with us for the second year to bring Jingle Jam to the club. And that's going to be on Sunday, December 13th. And so we'll be getting more information out really soon via Facebook. But just kind of mark that on your calendar and plan on coming. It's going to be a family-friendly, fun event, free, open to the public, and there will be food as well. We're going to keep everybody safe and socially distanced in the club and in our gym, and have that all worked out. So it's going to be a safe, fun event and a really neat thing. First Baptist put on a great show last year, and so we're looking forward to it again this year.
Okay, and when's that going to be again?
Sunday, December 13th.
December 13th. All right, there you go. Stephanie Waring, Boys and Girls Club, we appreciate you coming and talking with us today. And,
absolutely.
Everyone enjoys the holidays.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
There you go.